For Cabaret.
All right, everybody. The time now is 7 p.m. I'm your good buddy, Dr. Decibel, broadcasting high in the Rocky Mountains, coming to you direct tonight from the Cabaret Studio. That's right. It's time for KGNU's premier showcase of live and local talent, and we are just thrilled and honored to present tonight the band Porphyry. Without any further ado, let's jump right in, ladies and gentlemen. Porphyry.
Flying, falling, it's so hard to tell. Guess it don't matter anymore. For the moment, yeah, under your spell. Am I going up or coming down? I stashed enough liquor away to fill up all of my lonely days. And I reach for the bottle each time. Your face makes its place in my mind. Falling, it's so hard to tell. Guess it don't matter anyhow. Cause I'm free for the moment, yeah, under your spell. Am I going up or coming down? Let alone in this cabin of laws, get drunk with the cat and the dog. Lovers entwine, they laugh whenever I cry. Flying or falling, it's so hard to tell. It don't matter anyhow. Cause I'm free for the moment, yeah, under your spell. Am I going up or coming down? Dust on the wall. Your pictures, I remember them all. Like a buzz, how you came, now you're gone. Been chasing that buzz for so long. Flying, falling, it's so hard to tell. It don't matter anymore. For the moment, yeah, under your spell. Am I going up or coming down? Flying, falling, it's so hard to tell. Guess it don't matter anyhow. Cause I'm free for the moment, yeah, under your spell. Am I going up or coming down? Calm down.
Hi, everybody. We're Porphyry. My name's Maddie, and that last song was one of mine. This next song's one of mine. Actually, this next song is Dave Grisman's song. Yeah. So this song called Pneumonia. Here it goes.
Thank you.
now we got another one of mine. The song's called Merely Mode. From merely mud to solid ground, I've made my way from town to town, from time to time, from then to now, from merely mud to solid ground. It's all you could do tonight to fall back in line. The nil or the pills are gonna fill up your time. And home wasn't somewhere, it was someone all along. A few that stick around, and many that are gone. From merely mud to solid ground, I've made my way from town to town, from time to time, from then to now, from merely mud to solid ground. Built tall and shaky ladders that were paying all the bills. Well, time can move so quickly, but there's more than you can kill. Working all the times what you really want to do. They'll have no trouble taking what they want from you. From merely mud to solid ground, I've made my way from town to town, from time to time, from then to now, from merely mud to solid ground. Next song's called Lily.
Thank you.
heart with chills that roll on never end. Past the point of broken bell, past their own again. Well, Lily, will you love me still if I teach you how to cry? We'll be dancing with the mansion till daybreak burns the sky. Well, Lily, please, oh, rescue me. Cause I can't breathe when I'm fast asleep. This desert's dancing like romance, it took me off the radar. Grows, I'll never know on this dry, dusty scar. And anyone with any sense left this town long ago. How she smells so sweet in hell, all this I'll never know. Lily, rescue me. Cause I can't breathe when I'm fast asleep. And I pace the floor, oh, constantly. Lily, bring me what I. Bring me what I need.
Oh, Lily, bring me what I...
All right, everybody. You're all tuned in to KGNU, community radio, right out of Boulder, Colorado here. I'm your good buddy, Dr. Decibel. You're the best damn-looking audience in all the radio. And we're here live in the studio with the band Porphyry. I am standing right next to Matty G, who is the singer and guitar player. What's going on, Matty?
How you doing, bud?
I'm pretty fantastic. Thank you so much for joining us.
Happy to be here.
Why don't we, let's start out, let's go around the room. Why don't you introduce the artist and the instrument and get acquainted here.
Over here, we got Clay on stand-up bass.
Cheers.
Yeah. Got Pat on guitar.
Howdy ho, howdy ho.
Got Josh on flute.
Evening, everybody.
Got Jake on the drums.
Cup up, bam. How long you guys been playing together?
I guess this variation of this band's probably, what, 2-3 years now? Yeah. This band has gone through a lot of, you know, evolution over the years. Originally started with, well, just me, because I've been writing all the songs, but then... Me and Josh have been playing together about 7-8 years. Our friend Al was the original percussionist for the band, and he actually passed away this year. And so we've kind of been dedicating our music this year to our buddy.
Yeah.
For sure. So.
How long, and you started the band when?
I guess it's been about, it's probably 2016.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Nice. And you'd write most of the songs. You're the primary songwriter.
I do. I write the songs. Been writing songs since, probably 19, 20 years.
You write the words that makes the whole band play.
Yeah, I was a lyricist before I was a musician, so I picked up a guitar to make music. I was already writing poetry. So
nice.
Yeah.
You got any shows coming up? Where can we go see this live and in person?
Well, so we are 80% from Jamestown, Colorado, just up the hill. So actually this Sunday I'm playing a solo gig there for the brunch crowd.
I've heard about this brunch.
It's a nice brunch.
Tell us about this brunch. I've heard really good things about this brunch.
Well, the Mercantile, Rainbow and Adam are holding it down up there. We did since COVID we started moving into the park. So you come pick your food up and you walk over in the park and we started having music over there. So from 12 o'clock till 2:30, we have music on Sundays. And then the following Friday, the whole band plays, and that'll be our last time in the park for the year and as winter approaches.
September 30th.
So, we'll have the whole band there. That'll be Friday night, and that's 7 o'clock. And if you drive into Jamestown, you really can't miss it.
Yeah.
Not a whole lot going on, but the Merc. Yeah.
The band's playing on the 30th, and you have a solo gig on the...
would be the 25th.
The 25th. Same venue.
Before. Yeah, same venue.
Same wonderful food,
sure.
And distance on the grass.
Yeah, I think it'd probably be safe to say we're one of our local bands up there, so...
Yeah. Well, let's jump back into some tunes. What do you say?
Sounds great.
I'm your good buddy, Dr. Decibel. If you're just joining us, you're listening to KGNU Community Radio. We're here live in the Cabaret Studio with Porphyry.
The song's called Local Yearbooks, and this one goes out to our buddy. Here on the ground, things don't make sense.
So we tell them all that we're headed to the harbor. We're down on Edmondson with all the rest. Watch those local yearbooks fade away. I can't watch my friends die anymore. I could fly to Colorado or crawl back in Baltimore.
That was Local Yearbooks, written by myself, Maddie. This next song is Broken Bells. It's actually got it's kind of bookend by a song Josh found at Rocky Grass called, what is it?
It's called The Hot Burrito Breakdown,
yeah,
Maddie.
That's right. Totally. Uh-huh.
And yeah, I met a banjo player out there who told me he wrote it, and I found out recently he did not write it, in fact. So I forget the name of the guy who did, but
Yeah. The internet always just calls you right out.
Yep,
it
certainly does. Yeah. It could have been. It could have been.
Totally. So we're calling this one the burrito breakdown. Yeah.
Oh, sit a spell. And we'll try to ring these broken bells. Now there's a prayer book left behind. I don't believe the preacher, but it still might find a line we're saving for a song. If music can't save us, don't tell me till I'm gone. Now there's a devil that I once knew, gave a different name, but it's the same for you. It's your troubles and it's your time. No one is the reason.
Stick with the theme. We'll go ahead and play one day a week.
Same old dime. I figure there's way too many triggers for viewers to be thrown around. Peace don't mean nothing down the barrel of a gun and breathing.
middle of the steeple, there's a crutch place on every block. Seeing that some people call trees for bailing when the ship goes down. Listen to the funny little mission when the water's gathering all around. Just a one day a week for salvation. It's what you give, it's what you give. Sometimes it don't solve nothing. Some people are full of shit. Feel every bit of pressure from trying to change the weather. Got you wishing you could just let go. So I'm picking up the pieces of the temples built before me and scatter them wherever I go. Seen a ripple start a wave through the prison and it started with a circle of friends. Everybody knows that the wind is gonna blow. I don't wanna be a potent fan. It's just one day a week for salvation. What you give is what you give. Sometimes it don't solve nothing. Some people rest as those are bright lights wherever you go. And they'll help you with your savings, but don't give it all away unless it's to the company store. Oh, you can break your back in a fine Cadillac with your way in church to pray for your sins. Wake up every morning for the rest of your life and bring it all back to where it began. What you give is what you give. Sometimes it don't solve nothing. Some people are foolish. It's just one day a week for salvation. What you give is all you're gonna get. Sometimes it don't solve nothing.
All right, everybody out there in Radio Land, it's 7:40 in the p.m. You're all tuned in to KGNU Community Radio. We're live in the studio with the band Porphyry. I'm always curious, not so much what an artist's influences are. What were your parents listening to that you might have grabbed onto as a young child that you can just your formative memories?
My mom and dad, I think they're actually listening right now. They had really good taste in music, thank God.
I can tell. I can tell.
Totally, totally. It was just my wedding anniversary a few weeks ago, so we listened to Carole King's Tapestry, the whole
that's
album.
That's right there, Tapestry. You kind of bam.
Yeah, you know.
You know what I mean?
For like, sure, yeah, sure. So, yeah, you know, yeah, that's my upbringing, yeah.
Nice.
Elton John's Tumbleweed Connection, you know, uh-huh, that kind of stuff, so.
Yeah, we had a little Moody Blues Days of Future Past in our collection.
Oh, no doubt.
Yeah, 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 blew my mind. Probably a little too early.
Yeah, totally.
On the guitar over there, I got to ask, do you play anything else besides this kind of music?
I do.
You kind of shred that acoustic like I've never seen anyone shred an acoustic.
Thank you so much. Yeah. Thank you so much. Yeah, yeah, I got a Strat and a whole array of pedals, so I like to kind of just get lost in that for a little bit, especially with a loop pedal. But yeah, I'm in a few projects, so I love to play, and Maddie has some great songs, so it's an honor, really.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm always impressed with the flute in any kind of arrangement, especially in any kind of rock and roll sort of setting. What brought you to the flute, and what brought you to something a little more upbeat and swinging?
Yeah, absolutely. I don't think I chose it. It was I was real young when I was put into it, you know. And, I'm real grateful that for my parents for making me stick that out. But yeah, I had an uncle when I was 8 years old who kind of turned me on to Jethro Tull, and that showed me that it could be something else,
something on beyond what you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Might
and yeah. I really love the bluegrass scene out in Colorado, and definitely in a.
I just want to say that Josh is totally. Made flute acceptable at Rocky Grass jam sessions. He had to go in there and show them that it's you know, this instrument works well.
No, we're a rare breed doing, is trying to get into that style of music, so I think it works with acoustic instruments. So
well, you know, and a special shout out and thanks to George Figgs, our engineer, running a 13 channel mix.
Oh yeah,
tonight,
thanks
folks.
So much, George. You're killing it, buddy.
Sounding so
buddy.
Good.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm learning audio engineering myself, and one of the questions I had for him is, you really, when you're in a flute in a setting, you don't even really need to mic that bad boy, do you?
Yeah, not necessarily. You know, I've got this little mic that attaches the head joint, but a regular microphone works too, as long as I'm not kind of swaying all over the place, you know. So.
Yeah. Let's get back to some tunes. I'm sure they don't need to hear me yakking into this microphone. I'm your good buddy, Dr. Decibel. You're all tuned into KGNU Community Radio. We're live in the studio with the band Porphyry.
So the next song is called Flight Risk. Kind of a little different groove than what we've been up to so far. So it's another one that I wrote some years ago. So.
She's a wide-eyed sunrise, swimming through the daylight, right by the fire, by saddle by the day she flew. Live like laughter, love like a hurricane, loud through the mouth of a spirit singing nothing blue. She needs wings, soft a place to fall. Sweet, sweet magic, nothing at all. Nothing. Singing in a whisper, all the words desolation wrote. Well, baby, take a big chance. Said she's gonna go dance down by the river. Let me tell you, brother, that girl's gone.
she needs wings or a soft place to fall. Sweet, sweet magic or nothing at all. Or nothing at all.
Real quick, I need to ask, so I need a follow-up to that flute question. Have you had to go in and open a can of whoop-ass and show a guitar player what's what?
Yeah, you would not believe.
Yeah, but you can, though. I'd like to see you in a cutting contest against a guitar player.
Absolutely.
I think that would be fantastic.
Yeah, for sure, yeah.
All right, back to our regularly scheduled program.
Yeah, cheers, cheers.
Cutting all night.
That's the truth. That's the truth. I'm just going to make sure I'm in tune here. Thank you all for listening. Anybody out there who's got ears on us? I want to say hi to my wife, Amber, and my 9-month-old son, Nico.
The loudest baby on the planet.
The loudest baby on the planet. he's got the pipes. He's gonna.
See, he's like a Roman crier.
It's not even that he's sad. He's just making noise. He just likes the sound of his own voice. Yeah. He must get it from his old man. Should we do Rhododendron Roots?
Sure.
Yeah. Yep. Originally from West Virginia, the song touches on the, you know, the motherland, as we call it. Thank you.
Colorado stole my heart, but I don't know where I die. Take me back to West Virginia, in that soft dirt's where I'll lie. Tell my mom I'd love the mountains, but those rolling hills of home never escape my accent and will hold me when I'm gone. Settle me where concrete has no claim. Scribble on real stone my given name. Find a hole that isn't filled with coal. Let the broken roots struggle through my veins. Built a living from the digging of a ground that's built from stone. May the shovels of my loved ones leave that rocky soil alone. May they take the stars ain't claimed, box it up or let it burn. Cause I've broken bones on western stones and I hope it's not their turn. Settle me where concrete has no claim. Scribble on real stone my given name. Rhododendron roots grow through my
an hour goes by pretty damn quick when the music's so good. I've had a great time. I've been here in the studio with the band Porphyry. One of the things you can't see, listeners, is the exuberant, happy energy that these guys all just put out into the universe while they're playing. It's a beautiful thing to see. I'm honored to be in the same room with it. Real quick, go around the room again. Give everyone's name. Maybe a quick little riff, guys.
I am Maddie.
Oh yeah.
Hey everybody, I'm Clay.
Hey everybody, I'm Pat.
All right, everybody, I'm Josh.
And I'm Jake.
I'm your good buddy, Dr. Decibel. Thank you so much for tuning in. Real quick, before we let you go, let us know again, where are you playing? Where can the people come see the music?
Okay, so to see the whole band, we play at the Mercantile in Jamestown on September 30th. It's a Friday. We start at 6:30, and that'll be the last night in the park for the summer, so come up and get some before it gets too cold. And then this coming Sunday, I'm actually playing at the same venue in Jamestown, solo gig, and that'll be at noon. So, yeah, come hang.
What about, where can we hear you not live? Social medias, streaming services, where can we get a hold some of the music.
You can find us on Facebook. We're Poor Free City on Facebook. You had to kind of drop the city. We lost our buddy Al, who helped start this band, and he was our city. So once he passed, we went ahead and dropped the city. But you can find us, Poor Free City, on Facebook. And, reach out.
Awesome. I'm your good buddy, Dr. Decibel. You've been listening to Cabaret on KGNU Community Radio. A special thanks to the band Porphyry. Special thanks to George Figgs holding it down in the booth. You guys want to play us out?
Yeah.
Awesome.
So I wrote this song about 3 months before COVID hit. And it was like all of a sudden this song had like this kind of...
new meaning.
Yeah, it had a little new meaning. Had a little more of a punch than we thought it would. So this one's called Richest Man.
Well, someday you might be the richest man in the cemetery. You can have your tombstone reaching up into the stars. Till then you're stuck with us, so you might as well not fuss. We're all in this together, no matter who you are. Well, the barley bowed in love, not in worship. And the breezes bless the grass across the plain. They built that parking lot, said it was perfect. Oh, and I just hung my head and said it's a shame. Someday you might be the richest man in the cemetery. You can have your tombstone reaching up into the stars. Till then you're stuck with us, so you might as well not fuss. We're all in this together, no matter who you are.
Support comes from Paradise Found Records and Music, formerly Bart's Record Shop, Boulder's source for new and used music, buying record collections at the customer's location. Located at 1646 Pearl Street and open daily at 11 a.m. More information at ParadiseFoundRecordsMusic.com or by calling 303-444-1760.
This is KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins.
Buenísimas noches, ladies and gentlemen and women, girls and boys, señores y señoras, vatas y vatos, locos y locas, cholas y cholos, toititaos y toititoas, ajá. You're tuned into KGNU's Latin Music Show, Corriente, con música para la gente. Estamos en la mera víspera del equinoccio otoñal, so we're going to celebrate the most laid-back season, el otoño, with songs about the falling leaves of autumn. Later, we're going to give away a pair of tickets to an upcoming all-ages concert by the Orquesta Acuacan. I'm Lito, el loco del barrio Pocho, su comunicador en el 20 de septiembre del 2022. The 20th of September of 2022. We're in the first week of the official U.S. government-sponsored Hispanic Heritage Month, but every month is his and her panic, Latinx y Raza Humana Month on Corriente, where tonight we're going to challenge the stereotypes with el ratoncito más rápido en todo México, your hero and mine, el Speedy González, who is loved por todas las Américas. And because on this date, September 20th, in the year 1519, Fernando de Magallanes, también conocido como Ferdinand Magellan, set off on what would become the first circumnavigation de nuestro planeta mundo. But he didn't make it all the way around the world with the surviving members of his crew, because Chief Lapu-Lapu chopped up Magellan when the Spanish conquistador tried to conquistar the Mactan Island in the center of what is now called the Philippines. Here's one of our Spanish-speaking primos from the Islas Filipinas to explain it in plain English.
On March 16, 1521, when Philippines was discovered by Magellan, they were sailing day and night across the big ocean until they saw a small Limasawa Island. Magellan landed in Limasawa at noon. The people met him very welcome on the shore. They did not understand the speaking they have done, because Castilla get at waray waray man. When Magellan landed in Cebu City, Raja Humabon met him, they were very happy. All people were baptized and built the Church of Christ, and that's the beginning of our Catholic life. When Magellan visited in Mactan to Christianize them everyone, but Lapu-Lapu met him on the shore and dragged Magellan to go back home. Then Magellan got so mad, ordered his men to come up lads. Mactan Island we could not grab, 'cause Lapu-Lapu is very hard. Then the battle began at dawn, bolos and spears versus guns and cannons. When Magellan was hit on his neck, he stumbled down and cried, "Oh mother, mother, I am sick. Call the doctor very quick. Doctor, doctor, shall I die? Tell my mama, do not cry. Tell my mama, do not